going to be hard to sleep, knowing that when I wake in the night, I'll see the midnight sun. Feels like midday, and I know I'll be fooled into wakefulness if I catch the light in the corner of my eye. So I took a sleep aid. The jet lag is competing with my wakefulness, and so far, I feel neither rested nor tired, but I am seriously exhausted. The plane was roomy, the flight was very accommodating. Still, I'm exhausted. I've been to Chile. 14 hours flying 4,000 miles into another hemisphere. Still, when I landed, the terrain looked familiar, and I knew I was on Earth. This trip, when I first saw the tundra, I felt like I was on the moon. Even the light is different. And everyone drives ATVs. They carry packages, suitcases, children, grandmas, dogs. I feel like I've landed on the moon. And the moon is a surreal go-kart land. The streets are tracks. And there's lots of dust behind them as they tear by. The artists are here now. They must be feeling some kind of frustration, like bugs in a jar. With all these white people swarming around them, white equals government. I hope I can be seen differently. They'll no doubt see me the same if I don't correct my approach. I need to simply say, hello, I'm an artist too. How do you do? And I couldn't sleep last night for the midnight sun. Kept waking every hour or so, and the light was bright as noon. There was a darkening like a sunset, so I lifted the blinds and saw the hints of a reddened sky. It brought a peculiar sense of relief, and I thought I would finally sleep. But again I woke, and I couldn't fathom the time for the brightness blinding out from behind the window. I had disabled my clock. I checked my watch, whose hands were mysteriously missing, that is, from its appointed 6 or 7 a.m. slot. I called the front desk and asked what time it was. 4:30, he replied. With that exasperating news, I took socks out from my suitcase and made an eye mask by tying them together securely over my head. They created night, but they were too tight. My thickly tired brain could think no more, so I took a clean pair of black panties out and slipped them upside down onto my head. Blackness thus secured, I finally slept. Sounds of seals playing over the horizon, of ATVs zooming by like stock cars at a race, the continuing hum of motors everywhere, if not motors, then generators. The wind is ever blowing, pervasive, dominating all conversation and activity. It's an extremely concrete force. As is the sun, like a beacon, it continually beckons, glowing mercilessly in your eyes. It has virtually no changing qualities at any point in the day. All day is midday, except the brief sunset in the deepest night. Eerie and unforgiving, it is as relentless as the wind.